Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Saint Agatha, like Saint Agnes a few weeks back, was a virgin martyr of the early church and was one of the most popular saints, such that her name appears in the Roman canon at Mass. She was born in 231 and died at 251 at only 20 years of age. Like Saint Agnes, Agatha was part of a noble family in Sicily and known to be notably beautiful in appearance. Still, she chose to dedicate her life to God as a consecrated virgin, offering her life totally to Christ through a life of prayer and service. And yet despite this, the youthful passions of the men around her disregarded her state in life and still made unwanted advances towards her, including the governor of Sicily himself, Quintanus, who tried to force her to revoke her vow and marry. She refused, and she was thus arrested and brought before the judge, which, funnily enough, was Quintanus himself. She was imprisoned and tortured in a brothel, of all places, to test her. Yet she still held fast to her faith, for she said, "I am a handmaid of Christ." Agatha is the patroness of all those who suffer with breast cancer because she was brutally tortured at the breast. She is indeed a model of purity and chastity, and it is perhaps good for you to know that the name Agatha means good in Greek. As Saint Methodius of Sicily, preaching several centuries later, said this about her: "Agatha, her goodness coincides with her name and way of life. She won a good name by her noble deeds, and by her name she points to the nobility of those deeds. Agatha, her mere name wins all men over to her company. She teaches them by her example to hasten with her to the true good, God alone. Let her example give us courage and faith to turn to the Lord always, especially in times of opposition and strife. Let us pray. May the Virgin Martyr, Saint Agatha, implore your compassion for us, O Lord, we pray. For she found favour with you by the courage of her martyrdom and the merit of her chastity. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.